We are delighted to welcome to WTBF Holly Foster Wells, the granddaughter of one of the most iconic and influential female musicians of the 20th century, Peggy Lee. This is the centennial of Peggy Lee's birth, May 26th. A new CD coming out. It's going to be really something. Holly, thank you so much for joining us on the morning show today.
Thank you so much, Doc, for having me.
Now, you've had a pretty interesting career yourself. You've been involved in some enormous projects, but one of the things that I learned about you is that you spent many summers traveling around with your grandma. That must have really been wonderful.
It was. I grew up on the road with her. Every spring break, summer vacation, Christmas break, I was on the road with her in New York and Japan and England. It was pretty exciting.
Did you ever have aspirations yourself about being a singer, or did you do backup work for her or anything like that?
No, it was actually the opposite. I think when you have a grandmother who can sing like that, like, I didn't even want to sing Happy Birthday again. I was very quiet.
I can understand that. She was a legendary musician. So I remember reading that she wanted to do the song Lover When You're Near Me and wanted to do it in a Latin style. It would make a great Latin number. This would be a great Latin number. And they said, no, you're not going to do that. And she said, okay, I'll just go find somebody else.
Actually, she left Capitol and went to Decca. Exactly right.
Lover, when you're near me and I hear you speak my name, softly in my ear, you breathe a flame. Lover, it's immoral, but why quarrel with our bliss when two lips of coral want to kiss? I say the devil is in you, and to resist you I try, but if you didn't continue, lover, please be tender when your tender fears depart. Lover, please surrender to my heart. Lover, when you're near me and I hear you speak my name softly.
She did that too with that song, Is That All There Is? They didn't want her to record that song.
Really?
And then they told her, no, it's too strange, it's too long, it's too out there. And she said, well, then I'm going to not do that TV show that you wanted me to do. They let her record the song, and she won a Grammy, and so there you go.
There you go. One of my favorite of her songs is Fever. Such the quintessential cool tune. Very, very clever. And I've heard a lot of people perform it, but nobody nailed it like your grandma did.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, she made that song her own. When she heard it, you know, Little Willie John's version, she thought, I think it needs to be have more lyrics. So she added lyrics, the Captain Smith and Pocahontas verse. Yeah, she added the Romeo and Loves Juliet verse.
Even forsooth.
Everybody's got the fever.
Yeah.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, a fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet, Juliet she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Thou givest fever. When we kiss it, fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yea, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare. Give me fever. With his kisses, fever. When he holds me tight, fever. I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right. Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, to give you fever. When you kiss them, fever, if you live, you learn. Fever, till you sizzle, what a lovely way to burn.
This is not the only songwriting that she did either. She was one of the writers, or maybe the main writer, with Lady and the Tramp, right?
Right. So she wrote all of the lyrics for the original songs for Disney's Lady and the Tramp. She wrote that with Sonny Burke. And in addition, she wrote over 200 songs and started her own music publishing catalog. She was really one of the very first contemporary singer-songwriters, let alone female.
Right.
He's a tramp, but I love him. Breaks a new heart every day. He's a tramp, I adore him, and I only hope he'll stay that way. He's a tramp, he's a scoundrel, He's a rounder, he's a cad, he's a tramp, but I love him. Yes, even I have got it pretty bad. You can never tell when he'll show up. He gives you plenty of trouble. I guess he's just a no-count pup, but I wish that he were double. He's a tramp, he's a rover, and there's nothing more to say. If he's a tramp, he's a good one, and I wish that I could travel his way. And I wish that I could travel his way. He's a tramp, but I love him, and I only hope he'll stay that way. You can never tell when he'll show up. He gives you plenty of trouble. I guess he's just a no-count pup, but I wish that he were double. He's a tramp, he's a rover, and there's nothing more to say. If he's a tramp, he's a good one, and I wish that I could travel his way. I wish that I could travel his way. Wish that I could travel his way.
Recorded over 50 albums, if my research is right.
Yeah.
Had over 100 chart entries, 2 Grammys. This is an extraordinary woman with what a great breadth of style of songs, too. She did great Latin tunes at a time when I don't think any other women were doing Latin at that time. I'm trying to think about big band singers or anybody.
Right, exactly. She just loved the Latin beat. She did her album Latin Olalí and Olé Olalí and Guitars Olalí. She was very much drawn to that Latin beat.
Was there any one particular style of music that she liked better than the others, or did she just kind of like everything that had a wonderful feel to it?
She just always said there's good music, and then there's bad music, but she was drawn to all different styles of music. Of course, she loved jazz and the Great American Songbook, but even when rock and roll came in, you know, onto the scene, she dipped her toe in that pool. You know, she just liked good songs.
Yeah, the song was the most important thing, and everything else came second.
Right. She said that she had to just, the song had to resonate with her. She had to believe in the lyric, and so it really didn't matter what the style was. I think it was the lyric that spoke to her. She said every song in her mind was like a little play.
That really is the truth. When I think about Fever, when I think about Is That All There Is, they're little playlets. There's a story that's going on there.
Right, exactly. And she does that with so many of her songs.
Now, Holly, you handle the licensing of your grandmother's recordings, but you also manage Denslow Music, which is the publishing company that she started back with your grandfather, right?
Exactly. She started that in the 1940s, and that was really unprecedented back then to have the foresight to start a publishing company and then for her to hold on to it for all these years.
Yes.
And basically my whole childhood and adulthood, she was training me how she wanted that run. She told me this music is going to outlive me, and you're going to be running my company one day. And I really didn't know what she envisioned, but here I am doing it.
Wow.
The music did outlive her, and it lives on, thank goodness.
Yes, indeed. The CD that's coming out has 22 cuts called The Ultimate Peggy Lee. It's also available on vinyl. That's very cool.
Yeah, it is very cool. And in fact, there's a version of it that has this clear, beautiful vinyl. Gorgeous collector's item.
Nice, nice.
We're really excited about the release because it can be ordered and purchased anywhere you get music, Amazon.com, and all, of course, the streaming services. But I'm excited about it because some people say, well, besides Fever, or is that all there is, I'm a Woman, what else is she known for? And this is a great introduction to Peggy Lee, but it's not just for people who don't know about her. It's also, there's a never-before-heard track on there.
Right.
For fans, it's Try a Little Tenderness, and we found that hidden away in the vault, and it sounds fantastic. A great recording from 1963.
How about that? What a delight to have a new treasure to include all these other wonderful songs. Every song that's on this list, I am familiar with it, either having heard her sing it on a record or having played it myself, and what great, great songs. This is going to be a treasure to own and to enjoy. Holly, I want to say thanks. Thank you for continuing your grandmother's magnificent musical legacy and for keeping her alive in that sense.
Well, I just want to say thank you so much for playing her music and for talking about her and helping her flame burning. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And I hope the rest of the day goes well with you, too.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Holly Foster Wells, granddaughter and heritage keeper of the late Peggy Lee, on the Peggy Lee Centennial coming up May the 26th. New Ultimate Peggy Lee, available in CD or in two LP vinyl sets to celebrate her and the music. And one of the cuts on there has never been released. It was recorded 57 years ago. I'm Doc Kirby for WTBF.